The substance of this summit on Libya's Mediterranean seacoast has been largely overshadowed by the personalities attending and those who are not. News on the eve of the meeting was that Iran's President Ahmadinejad had been invited. On opening day, the headline was that Mr. Ahmadinejad was not coming because of what were called program priorities. Some Western and African diplomats are known to have privately expressed annoyance at the Iranian leader's attendance, saying it would have been a distraction from the summit's important business. The host, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, made no mention of Mr. Ahmadinejad's absence in his brief opening address. Instead, he issued a call to Caribbean countries to join the union, saying their people are Africans. Other big-name cancellations included Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Among those who did show up to share the spotlight with Mr. Gaddafi were Brazil's President Lula da Silva, who took advantage of the occasion to denounce the coup in Honduras. African notables included Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, and South African President Jacob Zuma. The scene prompted some commentators to recall the bad old days when the AU's predecessor, the Organization of African Unity, was known as the Club of Dictators. But veteran AU observer Kenneth Mpizi of the Institute of Strategic Studies says despite the appearance, the majority of members remain committed, at least in principle, to democratic values.
When you really look deeper at what the AU is doing and what is happening at the regional economic community level, though the progress has not been what we might have expected a number of years ago, it is not, I think it has changed, and it is a work in progress. And, you know, next year we might be talking about the next summit within a very different context if we are just looking at the political leadership of the day.
There was news during the day. A statement announced the lifting of sanctions against Mauritania. The AU Peace and Security Council had imposed the sanctions and suspended Mauritania's membership in the Union last August after the army overthrew the elected president. This three-day summit is due to address other continental hotspots where the outcome remains in doubt. Among them are Somalia, where the transitional government is under siege by hardline Islamic rebels, Guinea and Guinea-Bissau, Madagascar, and Darfur. AU observer Kenneth Mpizi says the union is a mixed bag of failed states, countries struggling with democracy, and success stories.
Earlier this year, we were talking about the successes of Ghana. Botswana had successful elections, Zambia, which had successful elections. Then you have countries which we have already mentioned, and the problems. The real issue lies in how much attention and how much consistency and perseverance we put in strengthening and developing democratic institutions.
The summit's mostly closed-door sessions are taking up several thorny issues, among them a proposal to create an African Defense Council. Establishment of the council would be a step toward Mr. Gaddafi's concept of a united Africa. Diplomats say heads of state are sharply divided over the issue, but those in favor and those opposed seem to agree on one thing. The matter must be settled quickly so it doesn't hang over the AU agenda, taking up valuable time at summits for years to come. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.